Rather than make a deal, former Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen chose to go on trial on charges he ran political campaigns on state time with taxpayers' money. He lost the gamble.
We, the jury, find the defendant Scott R. Jensen guilty of misconduct in public office as charged in count one of the information.
And so it went for three other counts.
I just want to thank all of our family, my friends, and my constituents for the incredible support that they've given me over the years. My family and I will be deeply grateful to them forever. They have been amazing with their prayers and their support over the last few years. The only plans I have at the moment are to go home and hug my wife and kids.
Legislative aide Sherry Schultz was found guilty of helping Jensen campaign. Four other former legislators already made deals and were found guilty, bringing an end to the Capitol Caucus corruption investigation. This is Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard.
We set priorities, and I think we've now completed our work in these matters. As the reforms in the Capitol, I think, are for the good. I think the focus in these areas has been for the good, and we'll continue to be vigilant in this area.
In another courtroom, state employee Georgia Thompson was found guilty on federal charges of rigging a state contract in favor of a Jim Doyle supporter. The governor moved quickly to distance his administration during an election year.
All of the testimony was that this was Georgia Thompson acting alone.
The governor won re-election. Jensen, Schultz, and Thompson are appealing their convictions. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.